Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King MOX.
We are back at it. Oh, that was, do we, Kyle Sixton, do we include stuff? We don't include news on, like, so people are listening to a podcast. Do they have any idea why I am laughing right now?
They have no idea.
Oh my goodness. Maria Kina and I, during her newscast just now, talked about the busy beavers and the beaver moon and everything that goes along with it. And she's walking out of the studio right now laughing. Oh, that was good. That was good. That was fun stuff. Welcome back in. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Oh, now, was the audio on the video stream, or are people on the stream also just completely clueless of what's going on?
I think they're clueless.
Wow. This is, sorry, everybody, but we appreciate you being tuned in. I don't have a whole lot more to say beyond that, except that it is the Beaver Moon tonight. And I don't think, did we get a real answer on why it's the Beaver Moon?
I can look it up. Let's see.
Maria walked out. Why is it the Beaver Moon? The November full moon is called the Beaver Moon because it marks the time when, thought she was joking.
I thought it was a joke too.
I thought it was, KMOX News on top of it. The November full moon is called the Beaver Moon because it marks the time when beavers are busy building their winter dams and lodges. Historically, it was also the season for trapping beavers for their thick winter pelts during the fur trade. The name comes from folklore associated with Native Americans, colonial Americans, and also Europeans.
Good stuff.
All right, Beaver Moon. So it's not like the shape of the moon. It's the time of the year connected to the moon.
I guess so.
There you go. Well, we're in the really important stuff right now. Graybar Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. So today, big day for City SC as they officially introduce their new sporting director. And we'll see. I keep saying this. You hear me say the whole "we'll see" thing? I've probably said that about a million times here over the last 2 days when talking about this. But the guy's name is Corey Ray. He is Canadian. He's been around MLS for a while. He had 1 year leading a soccer operation, did that in Montreal, though when you kind of dive in and dig into what went down during his time in Montreal and the way they had it set up and really his lack of his ability to actually do anything because of some of the like checks and balances, for lack of a better term, it seems like this is more the type setup that he is used to. So let's listen in a little bit. So Corey Ray spoke to the media earlier today, and we'll start with him talking about his MLS experience getting him to this point.
Okay, who am I? That's a tough thing again for a Canadian to speak about, but I am a product of my environment. I think you guys know how long I've been in the business, close to 20 years next year, working in all departments. Across that, I have worked with, I think, four ownership groups, five different sporting directors of some sort, hundreds and hundreds of players, 12 head coaches, multiple second team coaches, and then a lot of different people within the league and outside. I have been to five MLS Cup finals, you know, being part of a winning team in three of those. I've been to two Champions League finals, unfortunately losing those. And I say that not to brag or gloat, but I say that as an understanding of, you know, what you can learn from those opportunities and what you can learn in those moments. And I think that is what I'm bringing here.
Kyle, that is a Canadian accent right there.
It is.
I want to talk about what he just said, but you get knocked down. And you know what? That's going to be a voice now that we hear a lot and say, that's great. That's great. You think he's a fan of Tim Hortons? Whenever I talk Canada, I always talk Tim Hortons.
I have to think so, right?
Yeah, love Tim Hortons. Love it. I did see Tom Timmerman wrote about today, when he was in Columbus, evidently he was not happy with the culinary scene in Columbus when it comes to pizza. And he bought a pizza maker and started cooking up his own pizza and learning how to do it at like a high level because the pizza in Columbus, Ohio is not good enough.
Interesting. I hope he likes St. Louis pizza.
He better like Emo's Pizza better be right there, ready to, and a lot of other great St. Louis pizza restaurants as well. There's a social media influencer out there. I can't think of his name right now. His stuff pops up on my Facebook and my Twitter all the time. He just does pizza reviews in St. Louis, and it's a bunch of places I've never been. And every time I see one, I'm like, Oh, I got to try that. That looks awesome.
That looks awesome.
I need to like start writing things down. Anyways, that is Corey Ray talking about who he is. Now, one of the first orders of business for Ray is he's got to find himself a new head coach.
Very, very important to get this clear. They have to be a good person. And I think the character of that person is going to be paramount to moving past any first stage of what we're doing. I will be very firm on that because for you guys, maybe you know or don't know, it is going to be a person I'm going to be working with most hours of the day and that our club is going to be working with many hours of the day. And so if you do not have someone who is going to have a high character and be a good person, I think we stop the process there. From that, we will then start to look at our club and the vision I spoke about of what we're trying to do and where they fit into that. And I think that is going to be the next stage of defining the profile. And so what I mean by that, some of the things you spoke about. So how do they use, film? How do they communicate with the players? How do they break down the match reports? You know, how comfortable are they using some form of data?
So as he makes this hire, he hopes it is a long-term hire. And then one thing we can say about City, and I'm not trying to take a shot at him, but there's not been a lot of stability, especially you just think, and I know, I realize in MLS, a lot of teams make coaching changes fairly often, but you think about what has happened with Bradley Carnell being the first head coach, the success that he had, and then being pushed out so quickly in year number two, and then Hackworth doing a really nice job in the interim, but him not getting the head coaching job, and then going to Olaf Melberg, which was an unmitigated disaster, and he got fired after a short amount of time, and then going to Critchley, who did a really nice job this year, and I don't know, it doesn't feel like he's likely to get the job moving forward, but what we'll see. One thing is for sure, Ray said that he really wants to find more stability for the organization.
I can't say enough about the work that was done to get the squad here. But it's normal in the cycle of a team that you have to switch to maybe a different type of squad building. And certainly I have seen that the stability can allow you to add the quality pieces in a much easier way. If you're constantly changing your squad year after year, you're clearly up against something, whether it's the salary cap, whether it's, you know, the assets you have to improve. And I think if you can provide the stability of the foundation of the squad, your core, and what that looks like, then you start looking at, you know, adding pieces, maybe one to two in the offseason, and that's where you can really grow as an organization.
And then the final thing from Ray, he talked through what his next steps are as he moves into this job.
First and foremost, I just got here. So I think it's very important to understand we're going to have an assessment period. That will be very quick, but done to the best of my ability. It will be, you know, clearly looking at the roster, talking to all the staff, and I've already begun that over the last couple of days, and making sure I have a real firm understanding about what we have here internally. And then we will start to set a shared vision and direction going forward that will incorporate all of the people I just spoke about. Making sure from that we're going to set new standards for high performance within the group, how we operate, communicate, and how we look at new decisions being made moving forward.
That's Corey Ray speaking earlier today. He is City SC's second ever sporting director following Luch Von and Steele. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to shift gears talking college football and college basketball. Jerry Palm is going to join us in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Welcome back in. Some of those 100-year messages are fun. Got a little Scott Bakula action right there. Love it. Absolutely love it. Very happy to welcome on to the program. He is a friend of KMOX himself. He is now, if you followed along with Jerry Palm and you've read him at other places, you can now read him at palmbrackets.com. Palm is in palm tree. Palmbrackets.com. And he is doing some self-publishing there. Awesome stuff covering both college football and college basketball, and he joins us right now. Jerry, appreciate you taking some time with us. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with college football. Yesterday, the initial college football playoff rankings. I saw that you had written at palmbrackets.com that essentially what you thought it was going to be is what it was in terms of the teams and most of the seeds. So safe to say nothing really jumped out at you from what we saw yesterday?
No, well, no, not really. I mean, I don't have too many complaints, I guess. I had predicted the top 12 correctly, except I had the wrong team hosting the 8-9 game. So I guess I must have felt that that was where they were going to go, and that's where they went. That, you know, that's unusual to be that hot at the beginning of the season or the ranking season. But you know, there was a lot of changes to it after that. I thought the one thing that probably surprised me the most was at the very bottom, Pitt getting in ahead of, say someone like Cincinnati, because Pitt is, I mean, those two teams are very similar if you look at their schedules, but Pitt lost to West Virginia. That's a 3-6 team, and there must be something in some of the metrics that the committee has that, you know, they don't really share that would favor Pitt in that situation. And it's the other thing that's unusual about it is there's a fair amount of depth from the ACC in these rankings, even though none of them are ranked very highly. There's ACC teams in these rankings, and that doesn't really seem to jive with how just poor they've been relative to the other major conferences.
Well, with Pitt, they made the switch to the Heinstel kid at quarterback. I don't think they've lost since then. So does that maybe show us that the committee is focused more on who they believe the team is right now as opposed to maybe what the record or the early season results might say?
Well, I think that, I mean, they're really supposed to judge the entire season, but it is possible that that's had some influence, you know, the quarterback change being effective. They really aren't supposed to overweight like that. But, you know, those guys are, especially you get these coaches in the room and, you know, they're breaking down film and stuff. And, you know, they think that Pitt's a lot better really than maybe their record indicates. You know, it is a subjective process. They could go with that.
And would that explain Notre Dame at number 10 as well?
Well, maybe. I really didn't have any trouble with Notre Dame that high. I don't know that they haven't peaked, really. Of course, some of the teams around them are going to lose. But so they may not actually fall in the rankings from where they are. But their schedule is pretty much done in terms of quality and the opportunity to you know, pick up the kinds of wins that get them the juice they need to move further up the standings. You know, BYU, Texas Tech loser, though, probably fall behind them. So, you know, they have a chance to move up, but it's going to be more attrition than anything else.
Missouri comes in at number 22, and the rest of the schedule for Missouri, they've got two tough games, home against Texas A&M at Oklahoma, and then they also will have a home game against Mississippi State and at Arkansas. Is there a scenario, Jerry, where if they beat Mississippi State and Arkansas and then they beat either Texas A&M or Oklahoma, that a three-loss Missouri team can find their way in?
I would not hold out much hope for that.
Okay.
It could happen. I just think if we're going to see a three-loss team, it's going to be one that's got a pretty good pile of quality wins. And while Mizzou's had a good season, I don't know that, you know, that would really accurately describe them. Necessarily, because they don't have a win over a team currently in the rankings. So you're talking about, in the way you described it, 1-3 against teams that are likely in the top 25, and that's probably not good enough to get in with three losses.
It would. I think this is probably a dumb question, but I'll ask it nonetheless. It's safe to assume that a win at home against Texas A&M would carry more weight than a road win against Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think so. Because of just where A&M is in the standings, even though it's a home game, you know, that's a high-quality win. And Oklahoma, while that's a good team and that's a road game, I think it would carry more weight to beat Texas A&M.
We're talking with Jerry Palm again. You need to be visiting his website on a daily basis, palmbrackets.com, breaking down everything going on across everything college football and college basketball as well. Jumping over to college basketball for just a moment, hopefully we'll have you on a couple times here during college basketball season, if you would be willing to do that. But
of course,
Missouri, Illinois, they each start off the season playing games against teams that they should win. They both look like good teams coming out of the season. What's your feelings about maybe what the ceilings are for each of those teams?
Yeah, well, for Mizzou, it's a tough league again this year, the SEC. But what that means is opportunity to pick up good wins, especially when you get into conference play. I think Dennis has done a nice job. Dennis Gates, the coach, has done a nice job of building this team up over these few years so that they look a little bit better each year. And, I think there's a good chance for them to make the NCAA tournament. I have them in my projection as a 9 seed. But they get Kansas in non-conference play. Minnesota might be a decent team, but they haven't really overly tested themselves in non-conference play. That's fine. You can do that, but then you've got to make some hay in your league to get the kind of quality wins that you need to impress a committee to get you in. They get Texas at home. They'll get Tennessee at home, Oklahoma at home, Georgia, Auburn. So some of these teams in Florida, of course, some of these teams coming into their place are going to be teams that are, they're competing with in some cases for selection, but also maybe the kind of wins that you can get to give yourself some real good seats. So, for them, you've got so many good opportunities on your home floor in conference play. You really need to take advantage of that to try and build the kind of resume that you need to get selected by the committee.
And then in terms of Illinois, Coach Underwood bringing back a pretty good team this year.
Yeah, they're going to be, I think, at least top 10. They look awfully good. They're big. They're athletic. They really don't have a lot of weaknesses in their game. I know that, Purdue's considered the favorite. They're the number one team in the rankings to start the season. But I think the top of this league with Michigan and Illinois in particular is going to be a real battle all season long. So Illinois is a Final Four contender, I think.
Sometimes when we talk about the best league in college basketball, sometimes we'll define that as the league that's got the best teams at the top, and sometimes we'll define that as the league that has the most depth, that from the first place team to the last place team, you've got some really good teams. Big Ten, SEC, Big 12, who do you look at as maybe the league that does have that most depth where every single night in conference play, it's going to be a grind?
Yeah, I would say it's still the SEC. I don't think we're going to see 14 teams in there this year. I mean, that was really just kind of a strange circumstance that allowed them to get that many in. But we'll find out in non-conference play because that really is going to determine it, because once you get into conference play, those games are a wash in terms of the overall quality of your league. But I had 11 SEC teams in my preseason bracket. I had 10 from the Big Ten, so that's really good depth for both of those leagues. And those two look like a step above all of the other conferences going into the regular season here.
He is Jerry Palm. Again, the new website, palmbrackets.com. You certainly want to check it out on an everyday basis, especially from a college basketball standpoint. It is being updated every day with results from teams. Jerry, congratulations on getting back to the self-publishing and palmbrackets.com. We'll be reading it every day and look forward to talking to you again down the line.
All right, thanks. Anytime.
Awesome. Very good. That's Jerry Palm joining us here on the program, and we appreciate him spending a few moments with us. We are going to take a break, and when we return, our good friend Joe Roderick's going to join us. We get him on fairly often. You see him, you hear him over at STL Sports Central. He is a friend of the program status, and he joins us coming up in just a moment. You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. You're locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Have you for another 25 minutes or so. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, it will be a Gashouse Gang replay, keeping you up to date on what's going on with the Blues. Not great. They are down to the Washington Capitals right now by a 2-0 score. Alex Ovechkin just scored a goal a few moments ago to make it 2-0. So here to raise our spirits, it is our good friend Joe Roderick. He's part of the team over at STL Sports Central. You see him on a lot of Cardinals stuff, and he joins us right now. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? I am more than happy to try to be better than Blues hockey. It's not that hard to do right now.
Yeah, you took the line from me. With all due respect to the St. Louis Blues at the moment, that's a low bar.
Yeah, it hasn't been fun to watch. I am very happy with my role of mostly Cardinal talk over on SPL Sports Central, not having to dive too much. We have people that handle the blue stuff. I'm very happy about that.
Well, now here is your new trivia, because they just showed this up on the TV broadcast of the Capitals and Blues. That goal was Alex Ovechkin's 900th career goal, so we can always say that Alex Ovechkin scored number 900 against the Blues.
That's 900, so many.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's one of those just stupid numbers that you throw out there when it comes to sports. Like, nobody ever thought that was ever possible to do. And it's just, I mean, think about, like, it's, you know, is anybody going to hit 800 home runs in baseball ever? Like, that's, I mean, somebody probably will at some point, but it's stupid to think about when you look at some of the numbers now and to say, like, yeah, maybe one day a guy's going to have 800 home runs in their career.
Well, think about this. Wayne Gretzky scored 92 goals one year. Mario Lemieux scored 85 goals one year. I don't know if it's so many. That's something that we don't see in hockey anymore.
No, and I don't think we ever will, probably, right? I mean
Brett Hull had 86. Brett Hull had 86 in the 90-91 season.
Right, and it's one of those where I feel, I'm not the biggest hockey guy, but I just feel like Brett Hull is very, very underrated, it feels like, in the history of hockey, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there was that was a really fun time in hockey where you had Hull, Lemieux, and Gretzky, and it felt like any three of those guys could be the best player in hockey any of those years. And there definitely was a point where Brett Hull was that guy. But look, I'm not trying to like wax poetic about what the game used to be, because I always get frustrated about when they do that about baseball. But I don't think hockey has ever been able to fully get back to what it was really during that, you know, early 90s period.
Put water on your thought with that. It's one of those where you look at it and you're always thinking, like, you know, this is the greatest it's ever been. No, you know what? 10, 15 years from now, it's somehow going to be even better.
Yeah.
Like, it just is. Every, you know, people, athletes are going to get bigger, faster, stronger, and somehow the game is going to be, and on top of that, TV is going to get a whole lot clearer and a whole lot more realistic. So it's going to be a heck of a lot more fun to watch too.
It's now 3-0 Washington now.
Jeez, Hofer in goal? Jeez.
Wow. Wow. Joel Hofer taking strays from Joe Roderick.
It's the second period, so yeah, Bennington must be in goal. And if it was still the first, then I would have assumed Hofer was in goal, yeah.
Hofer will start tomorrow against Buffalo, and we'll see how things go. We're talking with Joe Roderick, STL Sports Central. You can send complaints over to him there at STL Sports Central.
It goes right to my email, Matt. Trust me.
I believe you for sure. Let's jump over to baseball here. One of our kind of themes of today has been what Cardinal players could potentially get moved beyond the guys we talk about so much. So basically, the players we talk about a lot are Nolan Arenado, and then thinking that one or two of the guys from that group of four left-handers, we're talking Gorman, Donovan, Burleson, and I'm missing Don Gorman, Burleson, Donovan, Nupar. There it is.
Nupar.
Okay, so get rid of those five guys, Arenado and the four lefties. When you look at this team, what's that next guy or next couple guys that you think could potentially get moved this offseason?
If you're eliminating the lefties and eliminating Arenado, if we're going hitters first, like, it's got to be Contreras, right? Like, there is going to be, if it hasn't happened already, there is going to come a point in November or December where Heim Bloom is going to give Wilson Contreras a call and say, listen, I just talked to X team and they're interested in you. Would you, should I keep going with this? And we'll see what happens then. Like that's, and not only is that something like Heim Bloom has to take any phone call on any yeah. player, but if you're Wilson Contreras, you're the veteran of this team. I admire that you have wanted to stick around and be the leader of this team. And you've done a heck of a job being the leader of this team, being that vocal guy in the clubhouse, willing to fight every other roster in all of baseball at a moment's notice. Like, I love that passion. But hey, Wilson, you want to go win your second ring somewhere? Like, we're willing to send you there. Like that, he has to be the next guy. And the same thing goes for Sonny Gray too. And I think it's one of those where with Sonny Gray, he's a creature of habit. And you say, Sonny, hey, would you rather us trade you in November? Because we know that you're really not going to want to go anywhere in July. Like once you're here, you're here. Once you report down to Jupiter, you're not going to want to change anything. So we're going to take calls in November for you. Where would you be willing to go? And I think those have to be the top two. And I just think, I mean, maybe Sonny Gray's a little more, wants to win. And if you find the right place for him and the right market for him, maybe. I think with a guy like Contreras, I think it's more of the right situation where he could go somewhere and win immediately.
Bernie mentioned it today on his video over at your guys' site, STL Sports Central, that part of what Heim Bloom probably needs to do here is make sure that teams understand that the Cardinals are legitimately open for business and not to just, parrot what Bernie said today, but essentially said that Cardinals have had a reputation of maybe being wishy-washy about being willing to do trades, and that's what he had heard from other executives who have dealt with them. So that does seem like it's a new regime, but I have to think that probably the world of baseball is more understanding now that there's maybe a better opportunity to work deals with the Cardinals.
And that's the big thing. Like, this is an entirely new regime. Like, we're not just talking Heim Bloom. We're talking, assistant GM, Rob Serfolio. There are other people within that Cardinal organization, Matt, that you and I, we hear their names, but the casual fans are not going to hear the names of some of the people that are involved in the organization now who are from outside of the organization, who did not work their way up through the system, that the DeWitts went to other organizations and said, hey, we like what you're doing. We're bringing you over. We just saw that they made two signings last week. They hired guys to be in the front office and to work with scouting and down in the minors. They are going out for the first time in decades. I mean, this is an entirely new era of Cardinal baseball where it's not just people that have worked their way up from, John Mozeliak, who threw bullpens, who was throwing batting practice and worked his way all the way up to the president of baseball operations. So I think all 29 teams should be calling the Cardinals and finding out what this new Cardinal era looks like. And the DeWitts, you have to think, if they were willing to go out to other organizations and hire guys away, then the DeWitts have to just tell Heim Bloom, hey, whatever you want to do, you can do. This is completely new. We are putting it in your hands.
By the way, my answer to that question earlier was actually Pedro Páez, because I think that if they're really going to give Ivan Herrera the opportunity to catch again, I think there's almost a requirement that you give Jimmy Crooks a major league opportunity, because this might be the one window for that, with Leonardo Bernal being at AAA presumably this upcoming season, and you don't know how long it's going to be till he gets to the big leagues. They have such a glut of catchers right now. I would potentially move on from Páez.
Yeah, and I just, what do you think the market is for Páez, though?
I mean,
like, what? It's one of, like, if somebody calls about Pedro Páez, like, you're going to listen to anything, right? If you think that you can even make a lateral move, I feel like from Pedro Páez, you just kind of do it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're getting a top 100 level prospect, but this organization right now is trying to add as much talent as possible, and honestly, there's not a whole lot of room for Páez moving forward if Crooks and Bernal are the guys that you think they're going to be. And if Herrera continues to catch even a little bit, there's teams are always looking for catchers. Teams are always looking for strong defenders behind the plate. Teams are always looking for guys who can have the trust of a pitching staff. And Páez checks all those boxes. So I think there's a possibility that they move on from Páez this offseason.
Even if it's for an arm, like, hey, you got a guy that can give me innings? Okay, I'll take it, because that's going to be the biggest thing going into this offseason is who's going to pitch? Like, who is going to fill every single inning of every game for you going into next year? Because you traded a lot away. You're talking about possibly trading Sonny Gray. Miles Michaelis is gone. And, I mean, you know, fans are going to hate Miles Michaelis all they want, but he still went out there and took the ball and pitched for you every time his start was up. And you aren't going to find many guys out there in free agency that can go out there and start. Was it 35 games that he went out there and started last year? Like, you're not finding that. That's not easily replaceable. And there might be a point next season where we kind of look at the Cardinals pitching rotation and go, man, it sure would be nice to have Miles Michaelis in here.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd go that far, but I think, look, there's a lot of pressure on Quinn Matthews to be good in spring and make the team. There's an opportunity for Kyle Leahy to take a step forward. If Andre Pallante is still around, and they'll have to tender him a contract for that to be possible. I'm not 100% sure that I think Pallante at the very least is a non-tender candidate. I kind of waffle back and forth if I think he's going to be non-tendered or not, but I think he's at least a candidate for that. And Heim has alluded to the fact that they want to bring in a couple more starters. So it's going to look different. I mean, the only thing I think that's really guaranteed going into next year is Liberatore and McGreevy, and everything else, Gray's up in the air if he's going to get traded. Pallante's up in the air. Leahy's up in the air. Matthews is up in the air. Like, that's you have two guys who I think have certain roles for next season.
Yeah, and that's with Pallante again. He's just a guy, and if you're going to tell the fans, look, we're not trying to win the division. We're not trying to compete for a wild card. Hey, you might, there's a 1 in 5 chance you're going to buy a ticket to a game and Andre Pallante is going to be your starting pitcher.
Yeah, that might be where they're at. Or they say that there's
to help the marketing department for the Cardinals for next year, but so yeah, don't use that as one of the slogans going into next season.
I think actually that's the argument against Pallante, because if you're playing in a season where it doesn't matter that much and you've got a young guy who you feel like can be good enough in the big leagues, not that Pallante's not young himself, but I don't know if people really feel like Pallante's ceiling can really go up much more than what it already is.
It can't. And I guess I kind of look at it. I mean, you mentioned Quinn Matthews. We know Kyle Leahy got the opportunity to be stretched out towards the end of the year and got to start the final game of the season. Is there another name from Memphis last year? Because it feels like a lot of the guys just kind of fell off, you know, all these guys that we had this promise for, and we were looking forward to seeing Tink Hentz, Jerpy, all of the guys, like they were hurt. And now we don't get that opportunity for them. Like, I was, you know, I remember this was 3 years ago. Like, I was high on Drew Rahm, and that, you know, that fell quick. I was really wrong on that one. But it's, you know, you get these guys down in AAA, and it's like, okay, there's nobody to be excited about. And that's, you know, we've kind of talked about it and brought his name up quite a bit, and it's really easy to do when you see Trey Yesevich do what he was doing in the World Series this year. Like, okay, you know what? Why not let Liam Doyle, like, why not see how quickly we can move him up through the system?
Yeah, I think he's pitching in the big leagues next year, and I'll like it. Joe, I got to let you go. We're coming up on the end of the show, but encourage everybody to check out everything you guys are doing over at STL Sports Central. Great content being produced on an everyday basis, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Absolutely, Matt, anytime.
All right, very good. That's Joe Roderick. We'll take a break. We got more coming up in just a moment. We'll wrap up this edition of a Gray Bar Sports Open Line after this here on KMOX.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
All right, just a moment or so left here in the show. Bad news, Blues gave up another goal. Jordan Binnington's been pulled. It's not good. I wanted to talk about this. We only have a minute or so. Kyle Sixta, did you see the latest thing that Tom Brady was involved in?
The dog thing?
Yeah. Is this not the weirdest thing in the world?
It's so weird.
So for those of you who don't know, Brady is actually involved in a bioscience company. And he had a dog who passed away a couple years ago. He and the bioscience company, when the dog was an elderly dog but still alive, they took blood from that dog. And now his new dog is a clone of his last dog. Why?
Weird.
Why?
I get it's tough to move on, but that's weird.
I've got two dogs. They are both older. One's 13, one's 14, mm-hmm. So they are... Hopefully they have lots of life left in them, but they are, they're in the fourth quarter. And if somebody offered to do this for me for free, I would respectfully decline.
Mm-hmm.
How weird is this?
That's crazy.
It's this is the proof that some people, when you have lots of money, are not like us. And that's Tom Brady for sure. Have a wonderful night. We'll have a short show tomorrow because of SLU basketball. We'll still have the full 5 o'clock hour rush hour sports. We'll talk to you tomorrow. This has been a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.